This is the reading for July 27th. Proverbs 16. People may make plans in their minds, but only the Lord can make them come true. You may believe you are doing right, but the Lord will judge your reasons. Depend on the Lord in whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. The Lord makes everything go as He pleases. He has even prepared a day of disaster for evil people. The Lord hates those who are proud. They will surely be punished. Love and truth bring forgiveness of sin. By respecting the Lord, you will avoid evil. When people live so that they please the Lord, even their enemies will make peace with them. It is better to be poor and right than to be wealthy and dishonest. People may make plans in their minds, but the Lord decides what they will do. The words of a king are like a message from God, so his decisions should be fair. The Lord wants honest balances and scales. All the weights are His work. Kings hate those who do wrong, because governments only continue if they are fair. Kings like honest people. They value someone who speaks the truth. An angry king can put someone to death, so a wise person will try to make him happy. A smiling king can give people life. His kindness is like a spring shower. It is better to get wisdom than gold, and to choose understanding rather than silver. Good people stay away from evil. By watching what they do, they protect their lives. Pride will destroy a person. A proud attitude leads to ruin. It is better to be humble and be with those who suffer than to share stolen property with the proud. Whoever listens to what is taught will succeed, and whoever trusts the Lord will be happy. The wise are known for their understanding. Their pleasant words make them better teachers. Understanding is like a fountain which gives life to those who use it, but foolishness brings punishment to fools. Wise people's minds tell them what to say, and that helps them be better teachers. Pleasant words are like a honeycomb, making people happy and healthy. Some people think they are doing right, but in the end it leads to death. The worker's hunger helps them because their desire to eat makes them work. Useless people make evil plans, and their words are like a burning fire. A useless person causes trouble, and a gossip ruins friendships. Cruel people trick their neighbors and lead them to do wrong. Someone who winks is planning evil, and the one who grins is planning something wrong. Gray hair is like a crown of honor. It is earned by living a good life. Patience is better than strength. Controlling your temper is better than capturing a city. People throw lots to make a decision, but the answer comes from the Lord. Ezra chapter 9. After these things had been done, the leaders came to me and said, "Ezra, the Israelites, including the priests and Levites, have not kept themselves separate from the people around us. Those neighbors do evil things, as the Canaanites, Hittites, Perizzites, Jebusites, Ammonites, Moabites, Egyptians, and Amorites did. The Israelite men and their sons have married these women. They have mixed the people who belong to God with the people around them. The leaders and officers of Israel have led the rest of the Israelites to do this unfaithful thing." When I heard this, I angrily tore my robe and coat, pulled hair from my head and beard, and sat down in shock. Everyone who trembled in fear at the word of the God of Israel gathered around me because of the unfaithfulness of the captives who had returned. I sat there in shock until the evening sacrifice. At the evening sacrifice, I got up from where I had shown my shame. My robe and coat were torn, and I fell on my knees with my hands spread out to the Lord my God. I prayed, "My God, I am too ashamed and embarrassed to lift up my face to you, my God, because our sins are so many. They are higher than our heads. Our guilt even reaches up to the sky. From the days of our ancestors until now, our guilt has been great. Because of our sins, we, our kings and our priests, have been punished by the sword and captivity. Foreign kings have taken away our things and shamed us, even as it is today. But now, for a short time, the Lord our God has been kind to us. He has let some of us come back from captivity and has let us live in safety in His holy place. And so our God gives us hope and a little relief from our slavery. Even though we are slaves, our God has not left us. He caused the kings of Persia to be kind to us and has given us new life. We can rebuild the temple and repair its ruins, and He has given us a wall to protect us in Judah and Jerusalem. But now, our God, what can we say after you have done all this? We have disobeyed your commands that you gave through your servants, the prophets. You said, the land you are entering to own is ruined. The people living there have spoiled it by the evil they do. Their evil filled the land with uncleanness from one end to the other. So do not let your daughters marry their sons, and do not let their daughters marry your sons. Do not wish for their peace or success. Then you will be strong and eat the good things of the land. Then you can leave this land to your descendants forever. What has happened to us is our own fault. We have done evil things, and our guilt is great. But you, our God, have punished us less than we deserve, and you have left a few of us alive. We should not again break your commands by allowing marriages with these wicked people. If we did, you would get angry enough to destroy us, and none of us would be left alive. Lord, God of Israel, by your goodness, a few of us are left alive today. We admit that we are guilty, and none of us should be allowed to stand before you. Ezra chapter 10. As Ezra was praying and confessing and crying and throwing himself down in front of the temple, a large group of Israelite men, women, and children gathered around him, who were also crying loudly. Then Shechaniah, son of Jehiel the Elamite, said to Ezra, "We have been unfaithful to our God by marrying women from the peoples around us, but even so, there is still hope for Israel. Now let us make an agreement before our God. We will send away all these women and their children, as you and those who respect the commands of our God advise. Let it be done to obey God's teachings. Get up, Ezra. You are in charge, and we will support you. Have courage and do it." So Ezra got up and made the priests, Levites, and all the people of Israel promise to do what was suggested, and they promised. Then Ezra left the temple and went to the room of Jehohanan, son of Eliashib. While Ezra was there, he did not eat or drink, because he was still sad about the unfaithfulness of the captives who had returned. They sent out an order in Judah and Jerusalem for all the captives who had returned to meet together in Jerusalem. Whoever did not come to Jerusalem within 3 days would lose his property and would no longer be a member of the community of the returned captives. That was the decision of the officers and older leaders. So within 3 days, all the people of Judah and Benjamin gathered in Jerusalem. It was the 20th day of the 9th month. All the people were sitting in the open place in front of the temple and were upset because of the meeting and because it was raining. Ezra the priest stood up and said to them, "You have been unfaithful and have married non-Jewish women. You have made Israel more guilty. Now confess it to the Lord, the God of your ancestors. Do his will and separate yourselves from the people living around you and from your non-Jewish wives." Then the whole group answered Ezra with a loud voice, "Ezra, you're right. We must do what you say. But there are many people here, and it's the rainy season. We can't stand outside, and this problem can't be solved in a day or two, because we have sinned badly. Let our officers make a decision for the whole group. Then let everyone in our towns who has married a non-Jewish woman meet with the older leaders and judges of each town at a planned time, until the hot anger of our God turns away from us. Only Jonathan, son of Asahel, Josiah, son of Tikvam, Meshulam, and Shabbatiah the Levite were against the plan." So the returned captives did what was suggested. Ezra the priest chose men who were leaders of the family groups and named one from each family division. On the first day of the 10th month, they sat down to study each case. By the first day of the 1st month, they had finished with all the men who had married non-Jewish women. These are the descendants of the priests who had married foreign women. From the descendants of Jeshua, son of Jozadak, and Jeshua's brothers, Messiah, Eleazar, Jarib, and Gedaliah, they all promised to divorce their wives, and each one brought a male sheep from the flock as a penalty offering. From the descendants of Immer, Hanani, and Zebadiah, from the descendants of Harim, Messiah, Elijah, Shemaiah, Jehiel, and Uzziah. From the descendants of Pasher, Elionai, Messiah, Ishmael, Nathanael, Jozabad, and Elisha. Among the Levites, Jozabad, Shimei, Kaliah, also called Kalita, Pethiah, Judah, and Eleazar. Among the singers, Eliashib. Among the gatekeepers, Shalom, Telem, and Uri. And among the other Israelites, these married non-Jewish women. From the descendants of Parash, Ramiah, Isaiah, Micaiah, Mijamin, Eleazar, Micaiah, and Benaiah. From the descendants of Elam, Mattaniah, Zechariah, Jehiel, Abdi, Jeremoth, and Elijah. From the descendants of Zattu, Elioni, Eliashib, Mattaniah, Jeremoth, Zabad, and Azizah. From the descendants of Bebai, Jehohanan, Hananiah, Zabai, and Athlai. From the descendants of Bani, Meshulam, Maluk, Adai, Jeshub, Sheol, and Jeremoth. From the descendants of Pahath-Moab, Adna, Kelal, Benaiah, Messiah, Mattaniah, Bezalel, Benui, and Manasseh. From the descendants of Harim, Eleazar, Ishijah, Malchijah, Shemaiah, Shimeon, Benjamin, Maluk, and Shemariah. From the descendants of Hashum, Mattani, Mattatah, Zabad, Eliphelet, Jeremiah, Manasseh, and Shimei. From the descendants of Bani, Madai, Amram, Yul, Benaniah, Bediah, Kaluhi, Vaniah, Meremoth, Eliashib, Mattaniah, Mattani, and Jeshub. From the descendants of Benui, Shimei, Shelemiah, Nathan, Adiah, Magdandibah, Sheshai, Sharai, Azarel, Shelemiah, Shemariah, Shalom, Amariah, and Joseph. From the descendants of Nebo, Jeiel, Mattathiah, Zabad, Zabina, Jedai, Joel, and Benaiah. All these men had married non-Jewish women, and some of them had children by these wives.